it's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Today is Tuesday, March 10th. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com, and the time right now is 5:05 on the dot Pacific Standard Time, which can only mean one damn thing. Either you just got done listening to Odysseus and Alcohol by Volume and you want to know what the next great thing is about, or you came here deliberately at this time to listen to the newest, most innovative, most interesting music that you have ever heard in your entire life. This is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Mr. No Days Off himself. And yes, I have officially gotten that title back. The King of Kings, Johnny Five. Welcome to Nostalgia. Did you guys like that? I liked it. It was great. I'm hot. I'm tired. I didn't want to do this show because I wanted to play Dragon Ball Z. I'm going to let you guys know that right now, off the back. First, on jump, didn't want to do it. Just got finished with training for work. I got to work tomorrow and the rest of the week, and I pretty much close every damn day. Did not want to do this show. But I decided, I'm going to do it anyway, because why the fuck not? With that being said, I was looking for articles that we could talk about, and boy, the internet didn't disappoint. Just really off the back, I want to talk about the fact that we live in just a shitty generation. Just a shitty generation where internet bullying is this big prevailing thing, and it's taking lives and it's hurting people and all this craziness. And it's like every time I read an article about internet bullying, I'm like, just get the fuck off the internet. Like, what? How do you get bullied on the internet? Like, how the fuck does that happen? Oh, man, there's a lot of mean pictures, a lot of mean comments on this. But you can disable comments. You can disable them. Oh, man, but, you know, they're inboxing me. You can block people. You can block them. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
And we live in this crazy world where it's like, oh, you're getting internet bullied. Oh, we feel bad for you. Ooh, let's fucking throw a parade because you're a great person. And we're going to make... No, you're a shitty person. You're a shitty fucking person. Okay? If you let the internet bother you, you're a shitty person. That's it. No, I'm not here to make you feel better about yourself and to pat you on the back and to, oh, it's going to be okay. You just got to... It's all right. No, shut up. Grow up. How fucking old are you? Grown-ass man talking about some goddamn internet bullying. Fuck out of here. Shit. It's pissing me off. Pissing me off with this nonsense. It's nonsense because that's what it is. And you can say whatever you want. Oh, you're insensitive. You don't know what it's like to be bullied on the internet. No, I know what it's fucking like to be bullied in real life. Jumped. Every day on my way home from school, my pants were too goddamn short, but they were long pants, and I was in a fucking weird-ass uniform in a goddamn maroon sweater in the sun, sweating my ass off with a crazy afro. Yeah, I looked like a clown. Got picked on every goddamn day, and even then, I took a different route home, so you tell me fucking internet bullying is that much more worse? Get the fuck, please, shut up. So with that being said, right? There's this, I don't know all the details, but there was this like really fat dude posted a picture. I don't know. We're going to read the article, maybe lighten and shed some light on the whole thing. But I do know at one point they had a fucking party for this guy. He was bullied on the internet. There's really fucking, it was fat shaming, which we're going to get to in a second, because that's just a whole different world of shut the fuck up. But they fat shamed him. He felt bad about himself. So everybody on the internet rallied, celebrities included, for this grown-ass man, by the way. I mean, maybe I could understand if it was some kid and young people were a little bit too hard on him. I'm like, okay, well, fine. I'll let that go. But this is a grown-ass fucking man that everybody rallied for and was like, we're going to throw you a party, brother. Don't be ashamed of your fat. What the fuck? So with that being said, Pharrell offers support to bullied dancing man. Along with other celebrities, Pharrell have rallied behind a London man bullied online for his late, which is not a fucking thing. You can't be bullied online. You're a bitch, okay? If you're bullied online and it hurts you, get off the fucking internet. I'm sorry. It frustrates me. It's frustrated me for a while now, and this is the article that just kind of put it over the edge for me. Maybe it's a little bit of bitterness. I always admit that. But still, fuck, man. Jesus. Days after, a London man was, and listen to the dialogue used to describe this event. Days after, a London man was relentlessly bullied online for his weight. How do you relentlessly bully someone online for their weight? Do you understand how difficult that would be to relentlessly bully someone online for their weight? I mean, that would be like saying that everyone who bullied this man dedicated portions of their day to just massacre this man online with words, by the way. Not physical, not like anything. Oh, but the mental anguish is too much. Yeah, well, you can get off the fucking internet, okay? Anybody who has any type of defense for online bullying and the emotional trauma that it causes and the mental anguish that it causes and the psychological damage that it causes, you can get off the internet. It's not like being in a shitty relationship with a person who you're dependent upon and then they just degrade you and tear down your self-worth and break down your self-esteem. Well, there's already issues there to begin with, so yeah, that is very fucked up. But when you're online, there's so many more options for you than to just read every single fucking comment. But I digress. Pharrell has joined the ranks of several celebrities showing him public support. The man, who has since introduced himself on Twitter as Sean from London, was initially shamed on the popular online message board 4chan, which, by the way, is a place for shitty people. That's where people go to make fun of anything and everything that exists. What the fuck was your fat ass doing on 4chan in the first place? Did you not think that was going to happen? That's like me jumping on the KKK boards and being like, I can't believe they made fun of me that I was black. I just can't believe it. Ah, this makes me so mad! In February, after a user posted an image of him dancing, spotted this specimen trying to dance the other week, the 4chan user wrote. He stopped when he saw us laughing. After picking up steam on Reddit and other websites, the image and attached body shaming went viral thanks to a response program from Los Angeles-based writer named Cassandra Banks. Along with a group called the Free Thought Project, Banks announced a crowdfunding page to throw Sean a dedicated dance party and has since counted support from the likes of Moby, Ellie Goulding, and Pharrell. Now, here's what's really interesting about this whole thing, right? A little bit about this whole Cassandra Banks thing. It's like she judged these people for saying these things, but yet she teamed up with a group called the Free Thought Project, which seems a little ironic. Now, I mean, I don't really know what the Free Thought Project is exactly, but I mean, they've got free thought in their name, which, you know, I can link to free speech, which I can link to whatever these assholes said to this dude, which kind of, again, just falls into the realm of irony. But hey, that's just me. Now, here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. To all you people out there working really hard and busting your ass and trying to achieve something, you go to the gym, you work out, you got high self-esteem, you don't let bullshit get to you, you know what I'm saying? You pay for what it is that you want to do and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The GoFundMe campaign has nearly doubled its goal of raising $20,000 as of this morning, March 10th, and the support is still pouring in. So basically, right, what you learn in this country, America, if you want anything, just be a fat crybaby slob and fucking people will cry for you and they will give you money and donate to you and you can have all the fun in the world that you want, you know? I mean, hey, let's just do that. I mean, what the f- why? What is happening? What is happening? Now, with all that being said, however, the proceeds of the, you know, that they get is going to be donated to an anti-bullying campaign. But come on, let's be real. How do you do that? Where does that money go, huh? Where is that money being spent? Definitely not being spent on the people who are being physically bullied that probably do need some real life therapy. Nope, not being sent there. Not being fucking sent to maybe monitor the situations of which, you know, especially in schools where bullying is happening. Nope, not being sent there. You know what they're spent on? They're spent on paying people money to do commercials to raise awareness. Motherfucker, I know that bullying is a thing. I don't need you to tell me that. I know AIDS is a thing. I don't need you to tell me that. I know cancer is a motherfucking thing. I don't need you to raise my awareness. I am very aware of the situation, believe you me. Fix the shit, okay? Fix it, all right? Please. What the fuck? Check out some supportive tweets, including Pharrell's below. Cassandra Rules writes, anyone know this man or who posted this? There is a huge group of ladies in L.A. who would like to do something special, who otherwise wouldn't look at this man if they was walking down the street. Down the streets of L.A., no doubt. It's such a hypocritical society, by the way. If these same women saw this man walking down the street by himself, unbeknownst to the world, that he was some crazy charity case, they'd be like, oh, this fat fuck. Gross. Disgusting. And heaven forbid he even tried to speak to them, but now everybody's like, ooh, that's a ho-ho-ho-ho. Fuck out of here, you hypocritical bastards. Hip-o-critical. You know? And everybody's on this boat. Everybody's trying to help out. And don't get me wrong. I've always often joked in the past that confidence don't look good on fat people. Do I still feel that way? Yes. But with that being said, it's your prerogative. Do what you want to do. Wear what you want to wear. I mean, hey, whatever. You do know that you're going to be judged. I don't throw on a Pikachu shirt and walk outside and go, no one's going to judge me for wearing this. I throw it on and I go, fuck whoever's judging me for wearing this. And if you got something to really say, I'll beat your ass. And that's the mentality I have when I leave the house in some of my shirts. So with that being said, if you're a large person and you look like an ass, just know that some people are going to be like, you look like an ass. You be prepared for that and you move forward with your day. Now, the second part of this whole shit is this whole fat shaming shit. When did that become a thing? Like, why is everything shaming now? Oh, female shaming. Oh, nudity shaming. Oh, fully dressed shaming. Oh, fat shaming. Oh, muscle shit. Shut the fuck. Have some damn self-esteem. Well, we can't have self-esteem when we see people like, shut up. Shut up. You guys are so fucking whiny. You're so whiny.
You want the body that you see in the magazines? Go get it. Or not. Who gives a fuck? Why do you care? I mean, it's not a hard concept to get. Like, that's what baffles my mind. Like, that's what really just, it drives me bonkers. Like, it drives me in bananas. It drives me fucking banana sandwiches, dude. Like, I don't understand what is happening. You want the body? Go get the body. Or don't. Either you want it or you don't. Don't be mad that this person has it. It's not like they just woke up and was like, ah, yes, I have the perfect body. No, that's not what happened. Nor did what happened did they go, you know what? This is how I'm going to be manufactured today. Excuse me, machine-making people, build me better. That didn't happen. None of those things happened. They woke up and they said, hey, I got to get in shape for this role or whatever, whatever, whatever. Now, yes, Photoshop is a thing, but you motherfuckers know that. So why even... like, why?
Well, photo. They are making these models look incredibly insane and really lowering our self-esteem with the Photoshop.
That's like saying you were amazed by a magic trick that you knew how it worked.
It's like, well, I know that it's in your pocket right now, but wow, my mind is really blown.
Shut the fuck up. You know it's Photoshop. So why are you bitching? Like, I don't understand your logic, America. It's some American-ass bullshit, too. Like, it's some American-ass bullshit. I watched something recently on Facebook where, I don't know if it was an American Indian or just a, you know, regular Indian from India, by the way, because the Indians that are here are just Americans because, you know, you kind of took the land from them, but that's a whole different story. But anyway, Indians, and there were these kids who just basically... can figure out mathematical problems, like, in an instant. They do this weird shit with their hands, but it's, like, it's insane. They figure it out, and the guy was like, man, I'd really love to know how they're doing that. And I was like, it's called fucking education. Like, that's what it is. Americans are so amazed when motherfuckers in China are, like, killing the fucking piano at the age of 5. Well, guess what? They get, like, one day off of a school a week. You know, and they go to school for like 12 hours a day or something insane. It's something insane. It's not like how we're doing it out here, fucking 8 to 3 with like 15 minutes of break and then 30 minutes of recess and shit. Nah, man, they're getting it done out there. Why? Because they're getting it done out there. Like, period. Okay, so you can't be amazed by all these things that are happening when you're the most fucking lackluster country in the world. Everybody wants the America, land of the dumb. Is what it is. I don't want to hear nothing else. Land of the fucking babies. Land of the whiners. Land the most gimme generation that I've ever seen. Just nonsense. Just absolute nonsense. If you're a fat motherfucker, you either need to be confident about that shit, or you need to go to the gym, buddy. Okay? Because if you're not confident about it, you need to be working on it. Period. Plain and simple. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I don't understand. When I look at myself and I go, oh, you know what, time for me to hit the gym, I fucking hit the gym. I don't go, oh, man, I can't believe they're saying these things about me. I don't know. Maybe I should just, But shut up, okay? Stop it. Now, all that brings us to Iggy Azalea. I read an article the other day where Iggy Azalea was retiring from Twitter. Because they said some shit about her. Maybe I didn't read that here. Maybe I watched an article about it. But whatever. Long story short, someone took a picture of Iggy Azalea in a bikini. She had cellulite on her ass. The internet went crazy. Hurt her feelings. She was like, I'm not going to be on Twitter anymore. Now she's retiring from Instagram. Ah. What? I mean... I don't like Iggy Azalea, and I agree with the article. So the article that I saw was like, it was the Young Turks, and they basically said, you know, the men want big asses. They're like, oh, I want a girl with a big ass. I want a girl with a big ass. But a big ass comes with fucking cellulite. So, I mean, you can't have the one without the other. It's like, oh, I want a girl with a big ass, but it's got to be just perfectly smooth, no dimples, no nothing. Like, I mean, a natural ass, that's what's going to happen. So you men need to get your minds right. Get your fucking lives, okay? Because I don't think you know what you want. You're just programmed to think that you want something. And then when you see the actuality of it, you're like, oh, no, I don't want this at all. It's like, I want McDonald's. And then you find out how it's made. And you're like, oh, no, this milkshake isn't actually a shake. It's just a whole bunch of nasty shit. Oh, it has no actual ice cream or milk dairy in it whatsoever. No, what am I drinking? Yeah, that's what's going on in McDonald's. Like I said the other day, if you're at McDonald's and you're fucking eating that shit and you're not drunk off your ass, there's something wrong with you, okay? Something severely wrong with you. But Iggy Azalea is taking a break from Instagram now. Iggy Azalea at times can be controversial on social media, I disagree wholeheartedly. Becoming known for her vague responses to those who criticize her, the Australian rapper has decided to pull back from Instagram for the time being. In early February, she decided that she was done with Twitter. Until further notice, Iggy's Instagram will be run by management, the post said. Iggy is taking a break from social media. She loves all of her Azaleans. First off, rappers, you got to stop. Stop naming, you know. I fell into that little loop for a second where I was calling fans fucking, what was I calling them? Acolytes and fucking Furies. No, just, I mean, that's actually more normal because it's in with the whole dark side thing. But you get, what the fuck? What the fuck is an Azalean? What is, what? Stop it. Okay, just cut it out. But Iggy further addressed why she is taking a break from social media in a statement to fans. I don't care about being relevant. Lie. I just want to live my life and deserve for whatever I do in the privacy of my own property, not to be on a blog. That's just human decency. And if it's hard for you to understand, then you have a warped sense of reality. I'm not here for y'all. Don't want or need to talk you to talk about me, and who and would be wildly happy if being irrelevant meant being able to check the mail in the morning without seeing a photographer hiding out in a car across the street. Peace. So, news fucking flash, Iggy, you're living in a warped sense of reality if you think that's not gonna be the case, or if you ever thought that wasn't gonna be the case when you became a fucking hip-hop artist. I don't understand you artists that are like, I want the fame and the fortune, and then you get the fame and the fortune, you're like, I don't want the fame anymore. It's like, well, you should have thought about that before you signed a fucking $100 million contract or whatever the fuck it is you guys signed and fucking started making music. Like, I just, you know, you people, you're such whiny little twerps. God, what is happening in society? It's sad. It's really sad is what it is, you know? You can't, you just, I don't know. I don't know. In other news, Southern Comfort now has a new flavor, caramel. Southern Comfort wasn't sweet enough for you. Well, now it fucking comes in caramel. So, but I digress. What is happening? Okay? That's all I'm saying. Stop it. Stop. What do you mean, you people? That's so great. What do you mean, you people? But, fucking A, man. It's crazy. Like, my mind is just so baffled. Like, if you're a fat fuck, go work out. If you don't, if you're getting bullied on the internet, log off. Walk away from the computer. I don't know. Is it just weird to me? Like, am I the strange one? And everybody else is normal? I don't know. Bugs me. But let's get some fucking music going. Because fuck, man. Morons. We're going to let the horns blare with Max Starr. And we're just going to keep it going. When we come back, we're going to talk about money-hungry old people and gay rappers. So, fuck yeah, man. America. Right?
I don't know. Assuming the song's about me. This is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say, cause I'm rapping about me, no one else today. And it's funny how my world transitions to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude. All I got's my real fans and missile dude. Yeah, huh? What's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight slips on your conscience. So, if you feeling like you got sense, then take a walk with me, you can follow my steps.
Yeah, you just wanna try to steal my shine. Tryna follow green packs of elusive young become choke floor riders over boosted drums in the terrifying face of a future tongue.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to one.
One.
Down from a huntable surplus to one.
Down,
down. Future tongue.
Down,
down from a huntable surplus to
one.
One.
Down.
Yeah, this year I'm planning to shock the world.
It's our time now.
Let's go.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. M-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-F-Y-I-N-G. Every day I step out of bed when I hit right, I know I gotta be the best I can be. No matter, I gotta prove them wrong so I can leave a legacy, loving and you respect. Any moment I can hand off, pull the trigger or drop real fast like a triple threat.
Like a triple threat.
Fuck your status, I got now and that's
like I did before.
Him and niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore.
Oh God.
When I'm away from the mic, I might seem calm and sane, but watch me step in the booth, that's when he's gonna bring in pain. Yeah, fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill.
Uh-huh.
And my punchlines can punchlines with basic kicks that your heart will feel. Every rhyme is real, she can tell me how you can taste it.
Yep.
And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in it back up.
Uh-huh.
I got rhymes for days of back weapons, make you shake yourself and you feel it back up. So pack up, you don't know your rhymes.
What?
I will tell you numerous times. Got hot with the fast crime, it should nickname me Busta Rhymes. I'm number one in this bitch, you'll just have to accept it.
Yep.
Yeah, it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect
okay.
it. When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it. You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hold up, stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
edition.
So you better get new religions. Don't follow Jesus. Ask them to help you find a new career, cause you're getting down in your features. This bitch is known as my crew. Continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive, and so I suggest you go spread the news. My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snipe the guy that just wants to stab my back. So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches. Like your mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches.
Uh-huh.
Your personal, it's just business. With Patrick as my witness. Put your goggles on, cause I strongly advise you to pay attention. I'm number one in this bitch, you'll just have to accept it. Yeah, it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect it.
Uh-huh.
When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it. You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it.
Okay. Learn about my shock value, bitch.
There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Haven't had no voice, never had a choice, but like someone had numerous leashes. Tell you what to do, what to say, all this pressure keep building, this starts to torment you.
Damn.
Of course, they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice.
Uh-huh.
No DC Comics or Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's what I represent.
Okay.
When I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fits, I'm talking about veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets.
Uh-huh.
That mother that works
got some jobs just so her kids can eat. That dude that deals with bullies rises up with mental strength. Yeah. And everybody living in America that struggles out to pay rent. Oh my now gosh. Understand that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm having to regret that feel.
Okay.
There's two sides to the story. By my side or against me. And if you're on the ladder, you're getting served on a silver platter.
What's up?
I'm number one in this bitch. You'll just have to accept it. Yeah, it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect
okay.
it. When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it. You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it. Learn about my shock value, bitch. Yeah. I told y'all. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm coming in. Yeah. Drugs, I see ya, homie. I hope I did the beat justice, my dude. Good look. Yeah. MOA deuces.
Decisions that I make uncool. Three chicks raw, no rubber. Don't wanna make a child from a fucker to a mother. Either I'm crazy, out of it or lazy. Many at the show scream yes, no maybes. For those that rhyme, y'all rhyme for the rest. I'll dig inside, really put your shine to the test. My lines for the times I'm a bond to the stress. Made hope for those similar designed in the flesh. Yeah, I'm arrogant, share every dime of the wealth with my family. Keep them whack lines to yourself and us workers like it being 100 in the fall. My being too honest and my being too raw. Do I give a shit y'all cry for 5 minutes? Take flight, me and my third eye defy limits.
My
downtown music.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people hiding me down. And I just step up on the mic and these people's seats are ignited. They yelling, and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I do the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're real, but really they just don't counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homies, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting, a fire in these extended clips. I'm about the music, I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe-to-toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens when taking our PK. They ask me if we got it, got it some different day.
We said we got it, we got it, got it. We got it, got it, said we got it. We got it, got it.
If you ain't about it, you listening to the wrong damn show. Pure knowledge about it, only on my time now.
Warfare to take.
obstacle course where nothing's possible. If you slip up and they caught you, they got boxes where they lock you, make $1 million off you. They throw you to ruin the school, they screw you in a booth, shoot electricity through you. I'll inject everything to you on a television set and just let it ooze through you. Every time I need it, try to stand up for freedom. Some would cover what they need and they brain and back naked and shame. They feel me grieving and the only way you see them is a displaced dream displayed in a museum. They say they built a nation for a reason and they stained it with the bleed and the slaves have never seen it.
But I
That was X-Phase flying without wings. And this is Wake Up by Sir Darkside.
I be on my Batman dick, my Batman dick, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with the generic core bit. And you know they call me Flash cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with the girl, you can ask yo chick. She said the pipe's so good. Now she's with my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow. You think your name was never ghost. These other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they get inside me tossed out. I'm the last level of games. I'm talking boss out. Play some cats that ain't got no lives. I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's average, you cool and blonde. I'm talking no doubt, no doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho. The way the beat knocks, I'm blind to the trash. They spittin', so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end the rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother. One beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother. Got you. Nerd God, nerd cook. You are Marvel. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry that's so mean. I'm a nimmer with the flow, so I guess it's the X gene. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus King and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. And they talk the pack punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull a Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with a mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye, with Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. God-like skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragonzord, nigga, morph, metaphor, killer. Joy, nerdy boy, Tony Stark, liver, Megatron, folk, don't sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up!
Heck yeah, that's my monkey hype face that I got whenever I'm hosting, gaming, and getting it done. We're going to take, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, should have been in the chat room. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these brief commercial messages. Or as the back in the day commercial used to say, after these messages, we'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Oh,
what
radio?
What kind of
store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay per view, skip the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes.
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
now.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep D. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep D. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I
took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined,
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Global warming, let's be honest, it's real. It is really real. It is the realest. You hear that, Iggy? Now, I know what some of you are saying.
I don't believe in global warming.
Well, do you believe in pictures? In regards to global warming, let's examine the facts. But before we even do that, let's discuss where you will and will not find facts. From a scientist? Yes. From a 2,000-year-old book? No. From extensive scientific analysis tested by scientists? Yes. From Al Gore's big head? No. From Al Gore's big ass? No. From data compiled from years of scientific analysis conducted by scientists? That word again. From Fox News? Never. From Bill Nye the Science Guy? He's got science in his name. What have we learned? What have we learned from your conservative uncle who seems to think that just because it's f***ing snowing where he happens to be, that completely justifies that the rest of the planet isn't getting warmer? No. Okay, there is a difference between climate and weather. And if you can't explain that, then maybe you should shut the f*** up, because I'm sick and tired of having this f***ing conversation every Thanksgiving. I apologize. Seem to have gotten off topic. Where were we? Oh, yes, the word facts. The word facts, a noun, refers to a thing that is indisputably the case. Keyword indisputably. The word NASA is an acronym for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. And here are just 7 facts provided by NASA in regards to global warming.
Sea level rise. Global temperature rise. Warming oceans.
Shrinking ice sheets. It looked bigger a long time ago, in the 70s.
Glacial retreats.
You come here too?
Extreme weather events!
Ocean acidification, I didn't know what to do, so I'm not doing anything. But it's bad.
Interesting note, those facts are also pictures. The thing we examined earlier. It's important to note that I am not a scientist. That being said, I still believe in science. But maybe you don't. Hopefully, though, you believe in history. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that at one point, people believed that the Earth was flat, the center of the solar system, and only 2,000 years old. Seems f***ing crazy now. Thanks, science. Keep being science, which is what you are all the time. This video paid for by science, which no one actually paid for anything because people keep underfunding science. But it's still finding a way through. It's like evolution, which is also a real thing. Life finds a way. Thanks again for watching. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Vine. I promise it's not all science. And a lot of it's not science. I'm not going to lie. Not a lot of science on that.
Get all the best talk in one place. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Yes, yes, yes. You are tuned in to morelikeradio.com. This is my time now. I am your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, Johnny Five. And we've got some more music for you right before we go back into the madness. A little bit more madness, you know. Old greedy people. And gay rappers, it's going down, it's happening, but right now I just need you to clap for me.
Clap for me one time. Clap for me, clap for me. I hope that you don't
just relaxing with my feet up, feeling like a cheater. Finally doing something, Virginia, they finally see us. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got Trigger, Breezy, and Missy, yeah, yeah. Around, push your teeth down on the beach, rapping the east. If you're looking at this, you might see me. Come up on the list, Virginia's top guys. But hey, I'm still on the rise.
Robin Thicke have been ordered to pay $7.3 million to Marvin Gaye's estate due to blurred lines. Pharrell, who recently made his GIRL album for streaming online, spoke with XXL about his legal battle with Marvin Gaye's estate over Robin Thicke's blurred lines. I have the utmost respect, the most utmost respect for Marvin Gaye and his music, and he is one of the patriarchs. Pharrell says in the interview, he is one of the best, but here's the thing. You can't trademark a groove. If I play a song, which a lot of new hip-hop, which a lot of my new hip-hop rap records are, that's done in 7-8 times signature. Charlie Parker's family is not going to sue me for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I do a salsa beat right now, I know Ricky Martin's family is not going to come looking for me. That's what I'm dealing with, Pharrell says. We're dealing with the idea that someone feels like a groove is proprietary, and it's not. Music is, and the notes are, and when you look at a sheet of music, then you'd know. And just for a bit of humor, the percussions that I used on Blur Line, aside from the music notations being completely different, the sheet music is available online, by the way, but the percussions, I was trying to pretend that I was Marvin Gaye, and what he would do had he went down to Nashville and did a record with pentatonic harmonies and more of a bluegrass chord structure. So unfortunately, there's no comparison between the minor bluesy chords he was playing and my major bluegrassy chords, and that's plain to see for anyone who can read music. In 2013, Blurred Lines was at the center of legal discussions between Pharrell, Robin Thicke, and Marvin Gaye's family. According to the Hollywood Reporter, a lawsuit filed on behalf of Blurred Lines markers in California's federal court, plaintiffs who have the utmost respect and admiration for Marvin Gaye, Funkadelic, and their musical legacies reluctantly filed this action in the face of multiple adverse claims from alleged successors in the interest of those artists. The lawsuit states defendants continue to insist that the plaintiff's massively successful composition, Blurred Lines, copies their composition. On March 3rd, Pharrell spoke with Hip Hop DX. A genius denotes someone who knows a lot on their own, self-contained, Pharrell said in the Hip Hop DX exclusive, and I'm not. All my work is a direct reaction to meeting all these very interesting people with whom I've collaborated. I've learned so much about their process and who they were, and their vibes have inspired me. In that case, I just could not take authorship for my path. I know that I have elected to take some of the choices, turns, and directions I've taken, but I know that at the same time, there are these integral people in our lives from time to time who come in, give us direction, and guide us. They tell us which way to go, and those are people I feel like are just as much. They share authorship for all of my success, so I'm not comfortable in that. I would say I've had a lot of really, really, really good help, and I'm thankful the people have seen something in me, and I was smart enough to allow them to guide me in the right direction. That's the closest to that term I could ever come to. I'm smart enough to listen to other people, but nowhere near genius. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about there. But yeah, it's weird. A jury just awarded the singer's family the money because it said that Robin Thicke's and Pharrell's work on their 2013 Blurred hit copied Marvin Gaye's 1977 song, Got to Give Up. So the song reported generated $16.5 million, and Gaye's family have been seeking more than $25 million. So I reported on this particular thing to shut. Oh, boy. Erykah Badu and Azalea Banks have beef on Twitter, and that looks interesting. But what is with old people and these people who – it's like reparations to me. So your family's family were slaves, but you want the money for it. It's like, so your uncle or your grandpa, your dad or whatever it was, created a really dope song, but you want the money for it. Like, see? What did I just say earlier? The most gimme generation, the most gimme generation I have ever seen in my entire life. And I'm gonna humor this article some. And I'm going to go find Got to Give Up. And let's see if there is a comparison between the two. Because I want to know. Let's see. Do. I hope Marvin Gaye's family don't come after me for playing the fucking song. You know, I ain't got no money, so you ain't gonna get shit from me but a slap. Maybe two if you're lucky. Yep, Marvin Gaye's son just looks like a piece of work, too. Were the women naked in Blurred Lines? Ah, I guess they were. It's crazy. What is happening in music videos, by the way? Whatever. Hey, why? I don't know. Seems weird to me. I mean, the song just has nothing to do with naked women. Oh, off the back, I mean. Ooh. right, so we heard Marvin Gaye's version, which so far I'm only getting the beginning, but we're going to play Robin Thicke's version. We're going to see what happens. It's always good to have a side-by-side, you know? If my internet wasn't a terrible person, this would go a lot faster. Just a whole lot faster. Don't understand why there needs to be a nude version of the song, but whatever.
Everybody get up!
Actually, it sounds very different.
Everybody get up!
Like, super different. It sounds like extra different, like Megatron different. I don't understand it. And, you know, that's that whole, that's the gimme generation. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My dad did it, and you kind of sound like it. So gimme, gimme, gimme. I want. Money, money, money. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I don't want to work for it, though. I don't want to work. Is there a lawsuit? Is there a corner that I could cut here? Because if there is, then I want it. But if there's not, I don't want it. Forget it. Not that important. You know? So that's type of shit. That's the type of shit that I was talking about when the fucking show started, and lo and behold, this nigga right here, Marvin Gaye's son, I'm assuming, or the Marvin Gaye estate, go get a job, motherfuckers, do something creative yourself. Gay rappers, you know, it's a thing, I guess. React to homophobia in hip-hop. In an article posted on March 8th, hiphopdx.com states, rap music has long been associated with homophobia. Gay acceptance among many of its artists is rarer than other elements of society. VH1 recently spoke with a few gay rappers about their experiences with homophobia in hip-hop. Different answers emerge. I've been in a studio session and heard people talking about me through the wall. Fly Young Red said, when asked about homophobia in hip-hop, yeah, that F, oh, I'm assuming he meant faggot. I don't know why I just couldn't say that. You can say nigga and fuck, but whoa, faggot, we gotta bleep that out. What the hell? I do hate that word, though. That is a word I only use when I'm online playing Halo or Call of Duty. I'm a little drunk and I'm upset and I just really want to hurt somebody's feelings, because that's how I feel like that word is. So I guess I get it. It's not as harsh as nigga. That so-and-so made that song. And I've also been in situations where I was buying a beat, and when I told the guy who I was, he didn't want to sell it to me anymore. I think it's like, man, I can't have my name on no gay shit. It is what it is. And if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. These guys knew who I was, and I couldn't tell you who any of them were to save my life. So apparently I'm doing something right. Well, I don't know who you are, so calm down. But that's fucked up. That's super fucked up. Where am I? Like, where do I live right now? You know what I'm saying? I just recently read an article a little while back, and I was talking about it the other day, where they arrested this teacher, apparently gave her 9 months in jail for playing the ABCs of death, showing it to her class, banana sandwiches. And I was reading another article that Florida has banned the usage of the word global warming and what was the other one? It was global warming and some other one, man. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. Climate change or some shit like that. Ban the words. Where am I living right now? Like, where am I? Or the senator in Ohio or Oklahoma that wants to make it illegal for women to wear yoga pants. Like, how much sex is this guy not getting that he's like, what, a female in yoga pants and I can't have her? No, no, no. We're going to pass a law. We're going to ban that shit. You're going to jail. You don't want to give it up? You're going to jail. You're just going to walk around here and flaunt all your curves in those yoga pants, but you ain't going to give it up to me, a senator? You're going to jail, lady. Welcome to America, land of the free. Ba-da-bop. Like, where the fuck am I right now? Like, that's life right now. Like, that is life. These are the directions that we're going in this banana sandwich world. Like, what? You're gay? Nah, I ain't going to sell you this beat, homie. Like, you know I'm black. I've been persecuted. I'm still persecuted. Cops is killing us 24/7. We have a long legacy of persecution, slavery, not able to drink at the same water fountains, use the same motherfucking bathrooms, eat in the same diners, ride the same buses, go to the same schools. We finally got a little bit closer towards equality right now. You know, life is just, it's getting better. It could be better, but it's as good as it's going to get right now. We're just now reaching equality. What? You gay? Nah, fuck you, homie. I can't have that. You don't get to use my beats. You don't get to sit next to me. You don't get to, it's like, what? Weird. Wow. Isn't that just the truest term, by the way, the truest analogy that this could ever be when I say, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? Like, wow. Wow. Seriously. You don't want to sell the dude a beat because he's gay. Got it. Saya says she hasn't experienced as much homophobia, but opportunities have been more limited to her because she refuses to change who she is. And I imagine that females wouldn't get the same reception when saying they're gay as men males, which is even more fucked up for both accounts. Like, just where do I live right now? She says, I haven't dealt with obstacles because I was gay. I've dealt with obstacles because I wouldn't change my image, she said. I would do record label meetings, and they would say, you're so dope, you're so different. But then they would ask, can we put you in a dress? Can we fem it up a little bit? And I'm not willing to change who I am for anyone. Not what I look like, not what I dress like. That always brought me to a roadblock, but I've never been one to fall victim to this industry. Along with Fly Young Red and Saya, Cakes the Killer and Why Love, just the craziest fucking names right now. Fly Young Red, Saya, Cakes the Killer, and Why Love. And I use this reference only because I've been playing a lot of Dragon Ball Xenoverse, but who the fuck are these people? The fucking Ginyu Force? I think it has its moments of brilliance and then moments that let me down. But I think it's good that we have a show that has a full black cast, because that doesn't really happen a lot on television, Cakes the Killer said. They are taking a lot of chances having an openly gay character that doesn't really fit the general stereotype. When they were asked about Empire's portrayal of Jamal, who is a gay character in the show. Whatever. Fucking 2015 and we can't sell beats to gay rappers. Like, what the fuck? I didn't know your money was homophobic, bruh. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, it's insane to me. So, homophobia is still a thing, is all I'm saying. And that's banana sandwiches. Erykah Badu and Azealia Banks beef on Twitter. Like, what the fuck is going on? Azealia, we had a conversation in the past, okay, where it was just really me talking into this mic. But in my world, that's a conversation. I told you then, stop being a moron. Okay? And it seems as though you just haven't listened. Just over a month after she tore, and I fucking put that shit in quotations, because she ain't tearing to no one. Hip Hop DX just be fucked. Y'all just be typing shit. Oh, yeah, she really tore into Kendrick Lamar. No, she didn't tear into anybody. She tore into herself. Made herself look mighty stupid, but I mean, that's about it. But hey, whatever. Just over a month after she tore into Kendrick Lamar over comments the rapper made regarding Michael Brown's death, Azealia Banks is making news again. And this is what I said the fucking last time, Azealia. The only time you're ever in a fucking article is when you open your stupid mouth. And not for rapping, but for saying something ridiculous. Perhaps maybe take some of these frustrations and angst out in your music, and you might be a better fucking musician. After a fan asked Erykah Badu on Twitter if she listens to Azealia Banks' music, Banks lashed out at the R&B singer when she replied that she tried. You're so angry. So Erykah Badu said she tried to listen to your music and you went banana sandwiches? Like, what the fuck? Banks quickly asked, what's the shade? Before offering herself that Badu might be jealous. The broke with expensive taste rapper went on to chide Badu for growing old and throwing shade at younger spirits. Badu noticeably turned on location tracking with her subsequent tweet replies to Banks and went on to tweet pictures of herself alongside Rihanna, apparently nixing Banks' idea that she was simply at odds with younger artists. Read the full back and forth below. Random person. Does Fat Belly Bella, Erykah Badu, listen to Azealia Banks? Always wanted to know. Erykah Badu response, tried. That's it. You know what kills me about the whole thing? Is that Azealia Banks wasn't even tagging the shit. It's not even like she was like, does at Fat Belly Bella listen to at Azealia Banks? No. She said, regular name. Always wanted to know. Erykah Badu replied, tried. Azealia Banks comes out of nowhere. LOL, what's the shade? Nigga, you suck. You suck. That's the shade. People can't stand your shitty music. Like, what the fuck? Like, why is it every time someone doesn't like your shit, they jealous of your talent? You have none, lady. None. Zero. Zip. Stingy with De Niro. Like, nada, bro. How you gonna come after fucking On and On, bro? Like, seriously? Then she goes on to tweet, jealousy. Then she says, when artists grow old and begin to recognize their own mortality, they throw shade at younger spirits. What the fuck are you talking about? We see it happen all the time. Whether or not you like me, you are watching, and that's what's important. All she said was tried. Like, this is the craziest tirade ever. It's not like she said tried, but man, that Azealia Banks, boy, she really sucks something vicious. Nope, she was just like, tried. The end, nada mucho, done with the conversation. Next question, please. And we get all this. When artists grow old, they begin to recognize their own mortality and throw shade at younger spirits. We see it happen all the time. Whether or not you like me, you are watching, and that's what's most important. What? What? So in response to jealousy, Erykah Badu said, well, shit, I did try. I get it. Now she turned on her locations, Queens, New York, all that good stuff. She said, well, shit, I did try. Maybe you're right. I'm just too old to get it. You cool, though? Question mark. Like, seriously, she lost her mind. Then Azealia Banks says, I'm cool. I was just trying to make sure you were cool. Peace sign. And fucking, I guess she had tweeted, Erykah Badu tweeted something else. And then Azealia Banks was like, LOL, you just keep rocking your head wraps and buying your musky oils off the table on 125th. Like, seriously, someone needs to slap the shit out of Azealia Banks. Like, I don't understand why you're so angry. So if you take a left down here, you'll see where you have me fucked up at. And I like that. It's just a nice little picture of Erykah Badu pointing in a direction, and she added Azealia Banks. Then she said, just playing, happy love day, be careful. And then Azealia Banks, once again, you have to shave your underarms before you try to come for me. What the fuck? And then this is the best part of the whole thing. I'm having a field day right now. Azealia Banks, who in a 5-6 tweet tirade coming at Erykah Badu after merely saying tried to listen to her music, tried, she goes, that old lady went out of her way to throw shade at me, turned on her location, but when I asked for the address, there was no answer. I think it was very childish of her to insinuate that I should show up and fight her. Like, how old are you? Where's the address, though? What the fuck? You seriously? I can't even. Oh, boy. I don't even know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. And then you can't be going at people and fucking not spell. I mean, this is just great, guys. I don't know who the fuck this person is, right? But I guess Billboard's senior editor made her way into the whole thing and was like, nah, Azealia Banks has to fucking chill and LOL at Badu turning on her location, though. Azealia Banks, girl, you're Y-O-U-R, basic as fuck. I can't even. What is that, by the way, people? What does that even mean? Basic? What is that? What is that? What is that? Okay? What is that? What is it? Average? Okay. Ooh, big insult. Like, what the fuck? You're average. Okay. Oh, no. I'm so hurt at being just good enough. Like, what the fuck, dude? And then Erykah responds. Y-O-U-apostrophe-R-E, and then Azealia's in response to that, doesn't change the fact that you look like you're dry and boring as fuck. Yeah, I think it pretty much does change the fact, because you have to, and then you spelt it wrong again, like you're an idiot. I just realized you spelt it wrong again. Y-O-U-R. Like, it does, actually, because it... I don't even know how to break it down for you, because that does change the fact. If it's not Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, then you're saying that she owns the dry and boring as fuck. And I don't really... I don't know if you understand the words that you're... You're a terrible person. This, guys, this. Today has been Entitlement Day. Okay, and the internet is full of people who just feel like they are entitled to something. And the only people, or the only group of people that I feel are entitled to anything in this little segment that I've done today are the gay rappers. And they're entitled to a little bit of goddamn respect and at least opportunity, because they haven't even done anything but try. It's amazing to me that in this country, when someone tries to achieve or attempts to be more, we give them nothing but grief. We shit on them. We make them feel like they should stop. They should quit. And when people do absolutely nothing but exist, whine, bitch, and complain, we give them everything. And that is America. And that's the reality of life. You have this moron here who can't even fucking spell, but she's making music and coming at people who are fucking legends, okay? I don't know what Erykah Badu is trying to quote-unquote insinuate, all right? But, I mean, really? You really feel like you were going to go over there and lay down some ass whoopings? Like... What? What is happening with you, Azalea Banks? Stop it, okay? Stop. You're a terrible person. You're a horrible rapper. And I don't know how anybody could like you. I just don't. I never will. Iggy, grow up here, okay? Stop it. The internet's made for mean people. Okay? That's, hey, it's going to happen. You're going to let someone bully you out your house, too? I mean, seriously. And Fat Man Dancing, you grow up here, too. $20,000. $40,000 because you're fat. What the fuck? And gay rappers, you guys keep being gay, doing what you're doing. I believe in you. One day it'll be accepted, and one day you will get those beats that you so promptly deserve. All right? We're going to let X-Phase, Max Star, Sir Darkseid, and maybe even Lex Luthor take us out of here. Fucking A, man. Come on. Get it together. Get it together. X-Phase.
X. X. X.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doopity-dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that's
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that's
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that's
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that's
what I do.
Shot for the sky, but now I'm on Mars, cause that's
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from a bar, cause that's
what I do.
Acting so bizarre,
yo, 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 yo. Aw shit, hitting them with the raw shit. Making them think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader, and a rhyme video, you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme video, you define me, get ready to cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schnooks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da.
X, X, X.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that
what I do.
Merc him, turn to Taz, and then I spaz, cause that
what I do.
Smirk and get him nervous, then just snap, cause that
what I do.
Make him gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that
what I do.
Got them all to ass.
Yo, 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 yo.
I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they bruise, why I grew into a despicable me. And that tack, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack, and I get them a bit of a smack act, and I grab app them, then I ripping them in half with a laugh. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live in happiness soon. Like me, oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da.
X, X.
Told you not to forget the name.
Not to forget the name. Do X the name. Do the different X. Different name. Do
2015.
Do.
See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
Hello.
Yeah. They call me dangerous. Yep. I'm about as dangerous as a bag of angel dust in your pancreas. Plus, I'm a nasty king. I'ma walk around with a bunch of ashy bling, listening to Cassie sing. So fuck a cast set. I'm living by the high school of life, and I'm waiting for the last bell. Wait, is that? I'm a creeper
up on you while you take the cat nap and steal your fucking snapback. Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you up? That makes as much sense as a dude trying to fake a nut. Cause if a nigga's gonna skeet, then he's gonna skeet. And if your girl give me the ass, then I'm gonna beat. So tell me, do you get the point? Lancer, slap you with a reindeer hoof. Prancer, and then I'm gonna make moves. Dancer, cause your boy's so darn sick. Cancer. This is the story of a man. This girl at Starbucks who looked like Miley Cyrus. Wait, what the fuck rhymes with Miley Cyrus? Probably nothing. So when I tell you that I'm the best in the world, CM Punk, then I'm probably bluffing. Nigga, I'm about as cold as ice. Type of dude to make a pot candle hot just so I can hold it twice. And then I'll probably fold a pipe, bash you with it, and stuff your fucking face in a bowl of rice. Oh, I'm sorry, is that we're being two stops? I hate dirty girls, hit them with a smooth shot. Uppercut them hoes in their stomach till their stool drops. Ratchet ass bitch, you belong in a toolbox. Fat girls tend to like Max. I try to act like I don't like them, but really I like them right back. Cause I'm a liar, and fronting is my middle name. Journey in my mind so you can learn about my real game. This is the story of a man named Max Song. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still rich with his mom. And he has no car. And that is a fact. Plus you need a man. I'm about as fly as they come. Now your name is Mrs. Peter Pan. And if you don't like the scholar punk, eat a dick.
Yeah.
And your girl could eat it too. Does she need a lift? I pick her ass up right now. Yeah. Take her to the telly, bend her ass over. Pipe style. In high school, I used to get bullied. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand the shit fully. Big tough niggas who wanted to fight me.
Hey, yo, Laren, I'ma whip your ass.
Why me? I drown niggas. Have them moving in the sea. So high, they like, what you doing in that tree? I'm getting drunk, choosing grenadine. Pop some molly, then had a foursome with the human centipede. And oh yeah, I know what rhymes with Miley Cyrus. Mad Star, the scholar dude is highly childish.
This is the story of a man named Mad Star. He's a fucking maniac. I think he's still rich with his mom. And he has no car. And that is a fact. This is the story of a man named
So I guess like the middle of the story is this guy Max Star, bro. He's like, he's fucking maniac, bro. Fucking maniac, bro. I would like totally fucking, I would totally cop his fucking album, bro. I'd fucking buy that shit, bro. I wouldn't download shit. I'd buy that shit, bro. I'd like go to fucking Target. Fucking. Yeah, you fucking rocks, dude. Fucking rocks. Max Star fucking rocks, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I remember all the shit we used to do back in the day with DC. That shit fucking rock, bro. You know, I would totally be best friends, too. Yeah, we'd totally fucking be friends. Like, we fucking trade movie stories and shit. Cause, like, totally my fucking favorite movie is The Human Centipede, dude. Fucking talk about the fucking human centipede, dude. Yeah. So I guess like the song's over. Okay.
Go. I just wanna live life free of pain. But every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing tricks with the devil. It's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm damaged goods and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and feeling mad best. This life is like a merry-go, but without the merry,
Yeah. Now it's time for us to go. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today, listening, sticking around. Western Echo, as always, Dennis, a pleasure to have you in the room, posting pictures, saying things that most people wouldn't. Marie, hello. Hope you're ready for Dutch and Royce, because they are up next with your hosts, Dutch, Royce, and Marie, and many others. Like I said, it should be called the More Like Radio Crew Show, or Dutch, Royce, and Friends. But they are up next, and you will have fun, so stay tuned after the show. Feel free to follow us on Twitter, at It's MTN, or if you're feeling a little flirtatious, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/... It's MTN. And if you want to follow me directly, personally, and because I am the best in the world, and because I might just have some good times making fun of Azealia Banks later, feel free to do so. That is facebook.com/SirDarkside, or follow me on Twitter at Darkside Rules, and that's DarkSeid, because I know it's I before E, except after me, because SEID, that's my ID. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys once again. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. You guys have a wonderful evening. And to the Marvin Gaye Estate, to Azealia Banks, to Iggy Azalea, and to fat people on the internet feeling bullied, you need to stop it. You need to stop it. You need to shut it down. You need to grow up here. And you need to grow up, okay? That's life. That's the reality. Should it be the reality? No. But we can shape our own realities, and we can make it more than what has been presented before us, all right? And to Oklahoma, and to people arresting teachers for showing the ABCs of death and giving them jail time, and for those of you trying to make yoga pants illegal and ban the usage of the words global warming, and climate change, you guys need to stop it. So all in all, for everybody, this is your time to atone, for you to go ahead, take that cartridge out, blow on it real hard twice. Make sure you do it twice, because once is never enough. You want to shine up that old NES system, want to hook that in old school style in your old school TV, want to dust that bad boy off, make sure that your antennas are poking up in the upright direct the position, all right? You're going to put that game right in there. You're going to play it out. You're going to play it out all the way to the end, all the way to the very last boss, the very last stage, and you're going to lose, and you're going to start it all over, because today, ladies and gentlemen, for you losers, it is game over.